Your speaker in this lesson is Larry Acuff.
There are a lot of individuals who want to live on the top of the mountain, but they have forgotten how to climb it. When you go back to the book of Numbers and you read about Caleb, when the Bible tells us that Caleb, as they were going into the land of Canaan, are planning to do so, are wandering 40 years in the wilderness, ahead of time, Caleb said, "Give me that mountain." And when the time came, 40 years later, he said, "I am now 85 years old. I am ready. I want that mountain that Moses had promised me." Ladies and gentlemen, as you and I look at that, we think of maybe the difficulties that we have seen in life, and there may be a lot of questions that come to our mind. I thought about the captain of a ship, and man, it was out in a rough sea, and it was rocking and rolling. His sailors, they were wondering what is going to happen. Finally, one of them went to him and said, "Sir, are we going to make it? Is this ship safe?" And the old captain said, "Well, I'll tell you, son," said, "the boiler could explode at any time." He said, "We are taking water in at the bottom of this ship." He said, "I do not know what's going to, or may be an explosion." He said, "We may explode, we may blow up, or we may go down. But anyway, we are going on." Ladies and gentlemen, I believe life is the same way. That as you and I look at the year of 2011, we may go up, we may go down, but at any rate, ladies and gentlemen, we're going on. When you and I look at the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13, verses number 5 and 6, as you and I look at this, the Bible teaches us not to be covetous. As you and I study that great subject, the Bible teaches us not to be covetous, but the Bible says that we are to be content and to remember that God has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." I want you to look at Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. The Bible tells us, Paul said, "I do not count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and looking forth unto those things that are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Paul said, "I do not count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, looking forth unto those things before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 16, the Bible says, "Though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day." Not only that, but in the book of Joshua chapter number 3, Joshua had taken over the leadership of the children of Israel as they had crossed over the Jordan River, and now they were encamped around the walls of Jericho. And Joshua is beginning to give them instruction. And a part of that instruction, he made a statement. In the last phrase of Joshua chapter 3 and verse number 4, he made a statement. He said, "We have not passed this way before." Someone made the statement that today is the first day of the rest of your life. Ladies and gentlemen, it may be true in your life. It needs to be changed today. If you're not a child of God, it needs to be changed today. Joshua said, "We have not passed this way before." As you and I look then at Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, the Bible says, "Let your conversation..." Now, that doesn't mean just your speech. The Bible is talking about life. "Let your life, let your conversation be without covetousness." And now here's a word that you and I have a hard time dealing with this. I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a lot of faults. I'm not going to tell all of them to you today. But one of them is contentment. Now, I'm content to a certain degree. But I'm going to tell you, I pray to God that I'll never be content until every soul in Lithia Springs has heard the gospel of Christ. Until every soul in the state of Georgia has heard the gospel of Christ. Until every soul in the world has heard the gospel of Christ. What the Bible is teaching us is, don't be a whiner and a griper and a complainer. The Bible says, "Be content with such things as you have, for He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." I love that next verse. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what men shall do unto me. There are four things, ladies and gentlemen, that I want to look at in this passage of Scripture. As you and I look at Hebrews chapter 13, number one, we need to understand the contentment of His provision. The Bible said, and be content with such things as you have. Now, when you and I think about this, folks, the Bible says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Because Paul said to Timothy, we have brought nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out, and therefore having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. You think about this, folks. If you and I have a place to live, if you and I have food to eat, if we have clothing to wear, we have all, folks, now then, there's one thing that may be lacking in your life, and that is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Oh, somebody said, I believe in Jesus. It's got to be more than belief in Jesus. You see, ladies and gentlemen, is Christ a complete part of my life? Jesus said in John 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas says, Lord, we know not where thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Christ will be a part of your life. Christ will be a part of your life when you and I allow Him to be a part of our life. And it begins with obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. That when a man believes in by faith, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10 verse 17. And then with that hearing of the Word of God, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 and verse number 6, that without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I cannot please God unless we have faith in Christ, unless we have faith in God. But we also must make a change in our lives. The Bible teaches me that I must repent of my sin. Luke chapter 13, verse 3. When you and I look at the contentment of His provision, and we look at the food and the raiment, and we look at all of these things, but ladies and gentlemen, you may wear the best clothing, you may eat the best food, drive the best car, live in the best house, but if you're not a child of God, it doesn't mean a single thing. Repentance, a change of life. And with that change of life, have the courage and the determination to say, I believe that Jesus Christ is a Son of God. The Bible says in Matthew 10, 32 and 33, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Whosoever therefore shall deny me before men, him will I deny also before my Father which is in heaven. And upon that confession, you take that old man of sin and you bury him in a watery grave, coming into contact with the blood of Jesus and resurrected to walk a new life. In Romans 6, the Bible says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore, we're buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we've been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I must recognize the contentment of His provision. And that is that He said, I will be with you. Be content with such things as you have. Secondly, you and I need to understand the companionship of His presence. Look what the Bible teaches. Folks, the Bible teaches us in the book of Matthew chapter number 28, we'll get to that in just a second, that He'll be with us. You're saying, well, Brother Cuff, I just don't know what I'll face. I don't either. I don't know what I'll face. I don't know what you'll face. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd have said to us 6 months ago that certain things would happen in certain families, we didn't know that. But families have faced difficulties. Families have faced trials. Families have been blessed in tremendous ways. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea what next year is going to bring. But I know what the Bible says. I know the Bible says that Jesus said, "You go preach the gospel, and I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world." I know that the Bible says, "I will never leave you." God said through His Word, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." I love Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7. The Bible says, "The peace of God which passeth all understanding," notice this, "shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." The companionship of His presence. I'll keep your hearts. I'll be with you. I'll keep your heart and mind if you allow me to do so. Number three, the confidence of His promise. You see, ladies and gentlemen, He's made a promise to us. When you say, "Well, I don't have the strength," He said, "I'll be with you." When you and I say, "Well, I'm afraid of what's going to happen," He said, "I'll be with you." When you say, "Well, I don't know what to do," He said, "I'll guide you through my word." Ladies and gentlemen, you and I recognize the confidence of His promise. That you and I rely on that promise. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you and I must, when God makes a promise, He's not like man. Have you ever had someone promise you they'd do something and then they don't do it? Hey, it happens every day. I don't want to be an insulter, but I'm going to tell you, sometimes if you're not careful, that's going to border a little bit on lying. "Oh yeah, Brother Cuff, I'll be careful. You see, but God is not a liar. God's power and God's presence and God's omnipotence, ladies and gentlemen, when I grasp and when you and I grasp what God is able to do, then you and I can have the confidence of His promise, the comfort of His protection. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I think about Abraham. I think about Moses. I think about Daniel. I think about the apostles. God's protection. You don't have to be afraid. God is my helper. I do not fear what man shall do unto me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, God looked after Abraham and Moses and Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and the apostles. Ladies and gentlemen, He'll look after us. If you and I have any idea that God's gone off and... a deist. You know what deism is? Deism says that God created everything, made man, put him on the earth, and left. No, that's... See, ladies and gentlemen, God hasn't done that. I want you to look at this very quickly. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, and that is this, hold fast to your faith. When you hold on, don't let go. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14. Hold fast the profession of your faith. Ladies and gentlemen, assemble with the saints. Hebrews 10:25. Forsaking not the assembling of the manner some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's just so easy. It's so easy. See, if it was hard not to come, it'd be different. But it's easy. It's cold, it's rainy, it's snowy, I'm busy. Ladies and gentlemen, worship builds us. Fellowship with one another builds us. Singing songs builds us. Meeting around the Lord's table builds us. Assemble with the saints. Pray earnestly every day. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, the Bible said, pray without ceasing. Pray for blessing. God will bless you. I don't know how. You may not go out of the mailbox and find a check, but He made a promise and He's going to keep it, ladies and gentlemen, Yield not to temptation. The Bible says, 1 Thessalonians 5:22, abstain from the very appearance of evil. Stay away from it. It'll damn your soul, folks. Neglect not the talents and opportunities God's given to you. The Bible says, as you have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially those in the household of faith. God challenges us. And if I am willing and ready, you know why he used Gideon and Noah? They were available. They were doing things. They took advantage of God's opportunity. Not only that, ladies and gentlemen, examine daily. The Bible said, examine yourself, will you be in the faith? Take an inventory. Used to, you'd count, take inventory business. They don't do that much anymore because they keep a record of it on a day-to-day basis as a result of the benefit of computers. But when you and I look at it, work diligently for the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. Go to the next chapter, 1 Corinthians 16, and go down to about verse 16, 17, or 18. And the Bible says the house of Stephanus had addicted themselves to the work of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, yield your members to righteousness. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked, you are the servants of sin, but you've obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that was delivered unto you. Exercise yourself unto godliness. The Bible says bodily exercise profiteth little. Now, he didn't say it didn't profit. He just said it's not going to give you the best benefit. Exercising godliness will give you the best benefit. And ladies and gentlemen, aim at sinless perfection. The Bible said in Hebrews 6, verse 1, if we backed up in Hebrews 5, he said, well, there was a, when by reason of time you ought to be a certain way. He used the word when by reason of time you ought to be teachers, you have need someone to teach you again, which be the first principles, the oracles of God. He said, you're still drinking milk, not eating meat. And then he goes on to chapter 6 and verse number 1. He said, let us go on unto perfection. That word perfection sometimes is translated complete. But let's aim for a better life in Christ. Not only that, redeeming the time, Paul said to the Ephesian brethren, because the days are evil. If you have not obeyed the gospel, then you need to do so today. You need to obey the gospel by faith and repentance. Confess his name, be baptized for the remission of sin. Serve him every day.